Thank you, Gabriel. As always, what a wonderful centering meditation you provide us with. We are extremely grateful, and we hope that you will join us next year, and we look forward to it. Now, during the last session, we were presented with another stream of energy that relates to the second packet of light that was activated in the last session in regards to the fifth strand of DNA. This is a more complex strand, and the packet is more complex than you first realize as you examined it in our last session. The Lords of Light spent some time on the layering and complexity of this strand of DNA and this particular light packet that relates to the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates that were retrieved during our last two conferences. Metatron communicated to this group towards the end of that last conference about the divine masculine and divine feminine and how the separated, polarized concepts would be unified so that it would be just the divine image. There are seeds being planted that will be further expanded upon in the near future. Now, these seeds will play in the consciousness of each individual member of this divine image collective, consistently as each one travels your transformational path. This energy and the concepts will be helpful in the recognition of the layering and perspectives of the seventh dimensional light templates that were within the time locks and the variables that are present in the seventh dimensional state of consciousness that relates to unity. Now, in the present iteration of evolution, there are seven light packets. At the current level of consciousness, you have access to five of these packets. Each of the packets contains states of consciousness. There are complexities, of course, in each packet, and each packet is layered energetically as well as conceptually. Now, you have been told that in the awakening process of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, that the divine masculine comes into your reality through the influence of the divine feminine. The Lords of Light discuss briefly how this translates to no gender, just divine spirit. The divine masculine has taken such a hit in its expression because of the polarities and separation consciousness that were developed so that the third dimensional template could exist in a physical realm of Earth. Now, the third dimensional energy also contained a deep-seated emotion of unworthiness, less than, and dominance over. This was amplified and exemplified in the masculine body types. Now, in order for the alteration to be made in the masculine body type as well as in the feminine body type, an iteration of the divine had to come in, but it had to come in through the element of love. It is an easy way for the fallen human consciousness and the physical brain to process such complex thought when it comes in through the presence of the Holy Spirit, which is, of course, totally unified. It is pure source spirit having many expressions. Now, from the doctrine of religion, the Holy Spirit at first was perceived as masculine. As the consciousness evolved, it became more feminine, such as the Holy Spirit, Shekinah. The Holy Spirit was always, from this perspective, other gendered body type, the linear, fallen concepts, and was often totally misunderstood. Keep in mind that the divine feminine and the divine masculine are always apart and totally unified in the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is pure Christ consciousness. Now, each individual has challenges because of gender that relates to separation and that dense third dimensional body. what you are seeing in your world now calls upon each of you to be in a balanced state in regards to your gendered body type, bringing unity back to the body and eliminating the separation paradigm from the consciousness of that body. Now, you need to recognize what is out of alignment, what is surfacing to be changed and unified, so there is respect and value of each individual expression, regardless of the gender type. Now, you will see a lot of things surfacing that magnifies the misaligned fallen consciousness. Here is a point related to equality that is not fully understood. Every individual is unique in the way that they express themselves in the earthly realms. They are unique in their abilities, their states of consciousness, and the way they navigate the earthly experience. However, not are all equal. They are unique and should be valued for what they contribute to humanity. All that has been hidden is now being shown so that the changes can be made. Every one of you must recognize the need for unification of the feminine and the masculine. It is through the placement of this second packet of light into the fifth strand of DNA that unity consciousness begins to be seeded. Within the second packet are two light templates of the seventh dimension that were retrieved from the time locks. Now, this is just the beginning. What is happening now is that the seeds of unification of source energy are being planted. Each individual now has the capacity to express the divine image from a beginning state of Christ consciousness. This also relates to and brings into the consciousness where the wounding has occurred in this current lifetime, so that the wounding can be healed and all of the restrictions and the misaligned templates that are connected to that wounding are released and healed. As the variation of this light packet that contains the seventh dimension of consciousness of pure unified source energy is inserted into that DNA, this is the time to address the unification of the masculine and the feminine. Now, the wounding both in the masculine and feminine has limited your ability to create and be consciously aware of yourself from the unified perspective as a Holy Spirit. When it is inserted into the fifth strand of the DNA, it gives each individual a much broader perspective of themselves as pure source divine energy. Each individual can draw from the seventh dimensional light template that is part of the second packet of light. It has a strong influence in the unity consciousness. Now, the fifth dimensional light template that is very present in the first packet of light relates to the pure love element and the stability of the fifth dimension. This is a very important energetic that is being seeded in the body through the fifth dimensional DNA strand that alters the consciousness as well as the consciousness of the body. Now, the energetics are now very present in the fifth strand of DNA. It also contributes to the further activation of the present light body. This iteration of light body that is being activated relates to the fifth dimensional state of consciousness in its totality, which means unity and love. That requires light packets. It requires light templates as well to come out of the time locks, and it requires a stimulation of the physical body so the consciousness can be held within that body. This is the role of those DNA strands. The activation of those strands alters the body substantially. The activated DNA strands make it possible for the cellular and molecular composition of the physical body to be altered. A fifth-dimensional physical vehicle is necessary to continue the evolutionary and ascension process. Now, we think it's also important for a just short review that will expose you to the facts about the major volume of information that we have been exposed to this year. And I think you'll be surprised. Now, from session 1 through 3, the fourth triad was activated, and you were shown how this activation benefited you. In session 4, we learned about holographic projections and holographic images. Session 5, we were presented with information about the electrical charges that are produced by the fourth triad and how they benefit the Ark of the Covenant. In session 6, we did a review of the seed crystals, the Ark of the Covenant, and creating Zeon particles. Session 7, there was a discussion of the three light templates that were retrieved in the 2016 Crystal Conference. Session 8, we discussed the extratonal lines and the benefit of these light channels. In 9, we were given more information on the eighth chakra and the descent of the oversoul into the body. Session 10, we recreated the holographic sphere and discussed the changes that are occurring because of the retrieval of the light templates from those time locks. In session 11, Lord Melchizedek discussed the wisdom that is now present within us. He also talked about the master imprints. Session 12, there was a huge celebration of the Lion's Gate and the introduction of Anrata, of the Syrian Archangelically. In session 13, Metatron discussed the September solar eclipse and the effect that had on the physical body. Yeshua and Kathumi discussed their individual difficulties as they experienced life in the third dimension. In session 14, we had a group discussion of the fifth dimensional frequencies and their effect on the human body. Session 15, Yeshua and Kathumi again discussed the fourth strand of DNA and the first light template. In session 16, Yeshua was present for our group discussion about the effects of the activation of the fourth and fifth strands of the DNA and the value they have. Session 17, the Lords of Light presented the information of the fifth strand of DNA and the second light packet. Session 18 was another group discussion about the experiences resulting from the teachings of the fifth strand of DNA and the second light templates. And of course, 19, the Lords of Light discussed the importance of reviewing all of the energetics that were activated within the consciousness as well as the physical body. They talked about the changes of the electromagnetics of the body. Now, I have to take a deep breath because in looking at these, I just can't believe that this all took place this year. I think we're truly blessed. So now, let's all take another deep breath, please, and assist Joan in bringing forth Lord Metatron.